Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you who don't have the little numbers on your, or the letters on your telephone. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. And that's because this is the live Sunday edition. We really are on live from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time.
You can talk to a bunch of heathens.
That's right. We have been having a lot of religious conversations this evening. And, you know, it's interesting. Very few people called in to talk to Richard Carrier when he was on the PhD and claiming that Jesus didn't exist. I can't defend those positions. I haven't even read the book, and I don't necessarily believe them. But
it doesn't even matter to me. I'm not going to believe it either way.
Whether Jesus walked around. Because, I mean, there have been lots of religious leaders in the past. David Koresh comes to mind. You know, there's hundreds of people in the Texas desert or whatever. Whatever's over there in Texas. I don't know. They were East Texas. I guess it wasn't desert. We're following this fella.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had multiple wives and all kinds of things. You just tell them whatever they wanted, and they'd believe it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
I was listening while I was outside working on a project. I didn't have the opportunity to call in at the time.
No problem.
I was glad to hear that you guys were hanging over another hour because I tried to get in, you know, there at the very last of the previous hour. And anyway, here we are. Here I am.
Yes. What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, you had the guest on earlier who was, I guess, questioning the existence of Jesus. And, you know, people can always make those rationalizations and ask those questions. And ultimately, it is a faith issue. Unless you were there, you know, and
it's hard to know, right?
Yeah, unless you were there and actually seeing Jesus and witnessing the miracles and hearing the teachings that he was teaching. But you know, I wanted to introduce you to the Urantia book.
Urantia?
Yeah, Urantia, the Urantia book, which you know, at the time I was asking the same questions that you are. You know, how could a loving God send me to eternal hell? You know, just because I don't have all the information in this lifetime, it just didn't seem feasible, reasonable to me. It's, you know, sadistic, and ultimately.
That's how it seems to me, yeah.
Is this the book that was written by John Harvey Kellogg's brother?
I'm sorry?
Who's the author of this book?
I heard you mention something about Kellogg. I think he was a member of the Contact Commission, but... according to the book itself, it's authored by 24 quote-unquote spirit beings who were...
Yeah, aliens, right?
I'm sorry?
Aliens?
No, not aliens. They live in this universe.
Spirit beings.
They're perfectly at home in this universe. And, you know, the universe...
Wait, aliens live in the universe, too.
I'm sorry?
Aliens live in the universe. The universe is very large.
Yeah, and that's what the Urantia book talks about. You know, there were 700,000 universes. Each one of them was created and is being administered by a being of the same order that Jesus was.
Okay.
Well, I only live in this one universe.
So is Jesus the administrator of this this particular dimension, let's call it?
Yeah, he was the creator of our particular universe, and according to the Urantia book, it takes in the entire Milky Way galaxy plus some star clusters and nebula that are associated with the Milky Way galaxy. And there's supposed to be seven.
I need to ask some questions here. Now, the Milky Way is a galaxy. The universe contains many galaxies. So, does Jesus just administers this particular galaxy, and then what? There's some nebula that outlying nebula that have sort of been annexed to the Milky Way particular precinct.
Well, he doesn't even administer this particular galaxy. It's only one hundredth of this galaxy.
Okay.
So huge, you know, it's broken down into administrative segments.
Right.
And the universe is made up of, I think, like 100,000 systems. And each of these systems consists of 1,000 inhabited planets, such as ours, evolutionary worlds, such as ours. So, you know.
Island galaxies?
I'm sorry?
Are these the island galaxies?
No, they didn't mention anything about that. No, it's just, you know, there's hundreds of thousands, millions of galaxies further on out into the, what they call the master universe.
Okay, I mean, I haven't read this book myself, but I'm hearing from one of our producers that the book calls them island galaxies, which, you know, that doesn't exist, so it's not really congruent with the scientific knowledge that we have.
Well, yeah, it actually is. There's a website called You Be the News, where a lot of readers of the Urantia book have coordinated science that has been in existence before and since the Urantia book was published, that actually coincides with what they're saying in the book as far as how the universes are structured.
Well, now when I saw the Hubble pictures, they were showing these galaxies that look like stars. I mean, there were so many of them, they look like stars. And then each one of those has an administrator. Each one of those has 100 administrators. Did you say that Jesus was rules a hundredth of the Milky Way galaxy, as I understand it? So you're really talking about trillions and trillions of administrators administrating all these different galaxies. And then when one takes into the multiverse theory, that there are all these other dimensions that go beyond that. You're talking, hundreds of trillions. I mean, just numbers, the mind-boggling numbers of
and
administrators.
What does this have to do with our lives? We only experience,
the universes of time and space are evolutionary. At this point, according to the Urantia book, only 7 galaxies, what they call super universes, are inhabited right now. And it's a evolutionary process, and as these 7 super universes evolve and become settled in what they call light and life, then the beings that have evolved up through these first 7 super universes, they speculate that we will be assigned as administrators, very much as Jesus is in this particular universe, that we will get assignments very similar to those in these evolving galaxies further out.
Now there, you said that there are 100. Did you say there are 1,000 or 100 inhabited worlds inside of Jesus's precinct that he has to, his ward or whatever it is, ward 37 here in the Milky Way galaxy.
By the way, I have a bridge for sale. If anyone believes this, please call in.
I want to hear this this particular story.
Well, you know, you have to read it for yourself in order for it to really.
You're gonna have to spell Urantia for me, because that just wasn't working for me.
Well, there's 10 million, when our super universe is fully evolved and fully settled, there will be 10 million inhabited planets similar to ours. But they talk about different life forms, too. You know, they say that in our particular solar system, there are 3 planets that are habitable, but not all of them are habitable by breathers such as we are.
Okay.
Atmospheric types. There's one they said that's very near to us that's inhabited by non-breathers, and they said that we would be fascinated to learn more about these non-breathers. And supposedly that's what they're saying. There's 3 planets in our particular solar system that are habitable, and they say that there's a planet that's in close proximity to us that's inhabited by the non-breathers.
So where did this?
I guess the mouth breathers live around here.
Where did the book? Where did this book come from? Is this out of sort of an
fascinating?
It is fascinating, indeed.
At a time when I was searching for answers to the Bible, because I had so many questions. You know, how could God send me to eternal hell if He loves? If He's a God of love, and
That happen? Does hell happen?
No,
The Urantia people, yeah.
No, according to the Urantia book, you're either with God or you're against Him, and if you're against Him, then you just cease to exist. You just become as if you never.
That's
were.
What the Seventh Day Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses believe.
Yeah, but the Urantia book says that we'll be given every opportunity to know the truth and to make an intelligent choice. You know, we'll know what we're doing before we make that choice.
Jim, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. It looks like it's going to be a religious show. 855-450-FREE.
This is Hulk Hogan. Do you feel joint pain or back pain from hiking, swimming, or other physical activities? Do you suffer from arthritis pain or inflammation when you're gardening or walking the dog? Now, reducing those everyday pains is easier than ever, thanks to Active Relief. This is an incredible new dual-action supplement and cream that did wonders for my pain, and I couldn't wait to tell everyone else about it. Using Active Relief daily can help reduce your everyday joint aches and pains and ease stiffness faster than you ever thought possible. I'm living proof. Active Relief has helped reduce years of wrestling pains from my body, and I feel better than ever. Imagine what Active Relief can do for you.
Get your risk-free trial of the Active Relief supplement. When you call now, you'll also get a free Active Relief pain cream for instant soothing relief. It's yours free when you call now. Just call 1-800-686-1114. That's 1-800-686-1114. Call 1-800-686-1114.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Proof. Last segment. Proof. You can call in and talk about anything. This Arantia stuff is very interesting, and I think I'm going to read up a little bit more about it. But
that guy is really glad that you're going to read about it, Mark.
Yep.
He wants you to read that book.
I'm not going to believe it, but I am going to read it. 855-450-3733. Let's go
it's
to...
written by aliens. How could you not?
Kent in West Michigan. Kent, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? First time calling, and thanks for getting me on so quick.
Welcome.
You know, Ron Paul's been shut out not only by, you know, the RNC, but he's been shut out by, like, these top three radio hosts. And, you know, you mentioned Fox News, and primarily it's, you know, the phony from Long Island, the fake conservative that constantly repeats, you know, great American.
You can say anybody's name you want to say here. I don't care.
Yeah. You know, Sean Hannity, you know, the big shill for the RNC. And then the lawyer, you know, the sounds like Groucho, Mark Levin. He's the biggest enemy of Ron Paul. He constantly throws these darts and trashes Ron Paul in such a bad way. And unfortunately, all these people, they call themselves conservative. They listen to this Rush Limbaugh, an embarrassment, Sean Hannity, and another, you know, embarrassment who Sean Hannity has had the case of, you know, supporting like people like Rudy Giuliani.
You know, I don't know. Is it Keith?
No,
Ken. I'm sorry. Ken, I don't know if you are aware, but Free Talk Live is a 7-night-a-week show. And actually last night, I believe, on the Saturday show, they talked a lot about what was going on with the RNC.
Yeah,
and
the blocking out of Ron Paul.
Delegates and stuff.
And Wright's previous, you know, he's a constantly big buddy on with Sean Hannity. And, you know, look, you know, for the last 2 years, who they've featured over and over. You know, Newt Gingrich. It's like every other night. It was like Newt Gingrich, one of the worst possible choices that we could have. But you know, really, they throw these people in there to muddy the water because they don't want a constitutionalist. I mean, look at the NewAmerican.com, John Birch Society. You know, I'm a big supporter because I am a conservative, but. They, for many, many, many years...
I've got some complaints, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, but many, many years, John Birch Society, New American, and Ron Paul have been the biggest supporters of the Constitution, but then all of a sudden, in the last few years, so he can sell a book, you know, this Mark Levin with the big mouth, all of a sudden he's the constitutional expert, but he turns around and he bashes Ron Paul.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to me these people that claim to support conservatism and claim to support the Constitution don't support the candidate that the only candidate that does support those things.
They do, and they just like communists, you know, like it's in the rule books, rules for radicals and stuff. How they trash people and demonize people, make them out to be fools and nutcases. This is what they've done to Ron Paul. And I've listened to this.
They've been successful. There's arrests going on, as I understand, with the Ron Paul people down in Tampa, as I understand
well,
it.
Well, I mean, if he was so fringe, right, if he was so unimportant, they wouldn't have to spend all this time fighting against him, I think.
Right, they don't even want his name mentioned
it's
at
like,
the RNC.
First they ignore
I mean, their
you,
candidates
and they,
stink so badly, they can't even they can't even talk about other candidates.
They ignored him in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one that's ever said in the Fed. You never heard anybody else.
Ken, I'm really, it's really kind of amusing, but now they're talking about, Romney's talking about firing Bernanke, and what's Paul Ryan is saying that the United States dollar should be backed by a basket of commodities. So they're co-opting a little bit of the message. Now, you know, this is what politicians do. They co-opt and lie, co-opt
and lie.
They're
just trying to get the Ron Paul supporters.
They could really care less. You know, Obama said that he was going to bring transparency to the federal government, and he's been the least transparent president yet. You can believe that all they're doing is telling you lies, but it's pretty amusing that they've decided to co-opt some of the stuff.
Yeah,
Anna, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mike in Virginia Beach. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen on XM. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you guys?
All's well.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, religion, I mean, is a little proof. I mean, too much. Man.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? You want a little proof?
Well, I mean, is that asking too much?
It doesn't seem like too much to me, but it will really stop book sales.
Well, yeah, I think the answer, don't they claim that, you know, it's your faith is being tested, right? Or Satan's trying to confuse you. I don't know really what they say.
Yeah, that's why he hid them dinosaur bones around.
I agree with the caller. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
As an atheist, you know, I have to say, I mean, like, I have to be tolerant with everyone except my own beliefs. You know, as an atheist, I mean, oh, God forbid I say something against God. I mean, that's taboo, but, you know, I can
our religious people can say whatever they want against me, but, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think that they did a poll a few years ago where they asked Americans, you know, of what faith they would accept, you know, their president to be. And atheist came up last below Muslim. The terrorists, right? This is what a lot of Americans believe. The terrorists. Atheists are worse than them. I think it was like 26% of Americans or something like that would accept an atheist as president.
Oh, and there's been a lot of studies about how much people trust people who describe themselves as atheists, and they come up less trusted than rapists on this recent study that I saw. So, yeah, I think we really have an uphill battle, but unfortunately, you know, what people think about my opinions doesn't change my opinions. You know, I have to try to go with what I am convinced of and what I think is true.
Yeah, I would say that in reality, I mean, atheists probably are more moral than most theists.
The ones in my circles, I believe, have thought a lot about moral questions and how they want to live their lives, sure.
Yeah, I think atheists, you know, we're truth seekers and, you know, seeking the truth. I mean, yeah. You know, morality tends to go along with that. So.
I think everybody is a truth seeker. They're trying to find the truth for themselves, but you guys have come to different conclusions than other people have come from. And I think what I think is the problem is when people say, yeah, we're going to cause you to burn in hell for that. Because that's what the claim is. You know, they're talking about a time after death that no one can prove anything about. And they're making claims, you know, really horrifying claims.
It doesn't bother me so much when they say that because I know I'm not really going to burn in hell. But it's just like it makes me not really want to. Be eager to talk to them anymore, you know, because at that point you're kind of at an impasse. It's like, what do you do with that, right?
So the poll showed that Americans are least likely to vote for someone who identifies as an atheist, and it was 54%. I'm sorry, I got that number wrong. Mike, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Let's go to Greg. Listen on XM. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, wow. Hey, Mark. I'm kind of nervous, and every time I call in, but had to just because I want to throw out a couple points here,
sure.
Because this has to do with the whole religious issue and the whole, and basically we're really focusing in on the Bible culture and the Bible, because not all religions are theocracies. Okay,
hey, Greg, hold the line here. I want to find out what you've got to talk about here as far as the Bible goes. 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-FREE.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to talk about. I want to tell you about BitInstant.com real quick. We've been talking about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live, and I'm really excited about them. And
You went to their offices this week.
BitInstant's offices, yes.
Yep.
Bitcoins don't really have an office. They're a decentralized currency.
Thank you. Yes.
Peer-to-peer, open source. And you can get them by going to BitInstant.com, where you can, pick some place that's close to you. They got more than 750,000 locations across the world. So there is some place close to you. I guarantee it. And you can get a little code there. You go, put some cash in anonymously, if you wish. And I don't think you can even give them your name. I don't even know if you could attach your name to the Bitcoins you got. By the time you get home, your Bitcoins will be in your Bitcoin wallet that you've downloaded. You can find out more at weusecoins.org about the Bitcoin wallet. And you can get your Bitcoins at bitinstant.com. It's bitinstant.com. Let's go to Greg, who we had just spoken to, and he was going to tell us about his ideas on religion. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, Mark and Stephanie again. So, I've sat here thinking and got 500 different ideas come into my mind about this whole issue. But what I was wanting to get to, I think, two points that I want to bring up. We can go to different places. But when we talk about these stories, because they're stories, and it's just like any mythology, you can talk endlessly about did this character do this or what, all of this stuff is endless conversations and our potential conflicts, wars, and arguments. But what I want to point out is...
ain't it the truth?
Yeah.
But just to check out the legitimacy, and this is what these people are fearful of, the legitimacy of the source of their information, which is the Bible. And to me, the Bible is an abstract distraction. Okay? And here's the other point that I want to bring up is that the whole goal of these Abrahamic religions, Abraham, Moses, and the followers of Jesus, is the same as government, control.
Right,
different methods of control the people.
100% agree.
Man, listen, I'm about ready to scream, so maybe I should just go and call back some other day, because I could talk about, remember, Moses grew up in the royal household of Egypt. He knew the inner workings of government. Okay, so he knew how to control people, especially with symbols, which is what words and images are, to control their beliefs, their inner dialogue, so you can control their behavior.
Also, Moses believed in Yahweh, that's a different God than what Abraham believed in, which was Elohim. And a lot of people don't really understand this, but the early Israelites, I mean, we're talking about Moses' time, these were polytheists. They weren't monotheists. That monotheism came much later, hundreds of years later. Greg, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Don, calling in from Arkansas. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Mark?
Yes, sir.
I live in South Arkansas in a small town. A few years ago, we used to have an old-fashioned city dump. And I'd go out there frequently, and there was a minister that operated the dump. And we'd go out, and I'd tell this brother Messi that I didn't believe in a burning hell. And he said, well, I do. I'm a minister. I do. And so one day I went out there, and the city dump was burning from one end to the other because they have to burn it every so often.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I said, Brother Matthew, would you take your children out there and put in that fire and burn them up? He said, well, no, I wouldn't do that. I said, why wouldn't you do it? He said, because I love them. I said, and God loves us too. He wouldn't do that either.
Yeah, you know, and this to me is just the end of the story. You know, I only get whipped up about one thing when it comes to religion, and that is hell. Because I think that it is an aggression upon your children. When you teach 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds that they're going to do whatever is moral, instead of, you know, doing what's moral for the sake of morality, but you've got to do what's moral, otherwise you're going to burn in hell, or you got to believe this story, otherwise you're going to burn in hell, or whatever way you spin this hell story, you're setting that kid up for a lifetime of, you know, explaining that in their mind, the damage that's going to come upon them.
Yeah.
I taught my kids that if you obey God's commandments, you're blessed. If you don't obey them, then sometimes we have a flood, and it kills a lot of people.
But isn't that the same as, like, isn't that also a carrot and a stick, kind of like heaven and hell are? I mean, what about people developing their, like, understanding morality?
Morality is a carrot and a stick.
Well, the most important thing that God wants us to do is to get back to Him, and if we have to receive a little bit of a guidance by stumping our toe so we'll turn around and start doing right, then so be it, because the most important thing is getting back to His presence and living with Him someday.
Thank you for the call, Don. I really appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
Heaven and hell are two sides of the same coin. I mean, it really is. Like, I mean, I think there are lots of reasons to, quote, be moral, but when you learn that the only reason you should, you know, do good, which is really obey authorities, is so you will avoid a punishment, i.e. hell, or get a reward, i.e. heaven, that really kind of stunts your development. I mean, it's a very primitive sort of idea of right, you know, morality, right and wrong. And, you know,
I agree with you on this, and I think that this is the reason that I spent 8.5 years of my life in prison. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get shocked by this when they hear it on the radio, but I did. I spent 8.5 years of my life in prison, and I blame it squarely on the shoulders of Christianity and the stories that I was told. If the people at the Christian school, if the people at church would have just explained morality to me as opposed to explaining heaven and hell as a reason for doing what was right and what was wrong, I think I would have understood. It's relatively easy. If you do the moral thing in life, your life is going to be better. You're going to sleep better at night. You're going to probably be much more prosperous.
Right.
You know, they
and
say crime doesn't
things,
pay. They say it for
a
reason.
Happen right here in this world. We don't have to wait for an afterlife to experience the consequences of our actions, whether good or bad, you know.
Right, and this is what, you know, once I came to the conclusion, and your kids could come to this conclusion, this is the problem with teaching Christianity as it exists today, is it's a silly story. and it's difficult to defend. And whether you believe it or not, that's beside the point. But if you
just Christianity, all religions.
Religions are difficult stories. So when you teach your kids these things and you don't give them some moral foundation, then when they reject the story, and I did, then I rejected hell. I rejected any reason I had for acting good. Because hell was the reason that you act good. Well, then, what about morality? Now that I'm out, now that I'm out of prison, I understand. When I was in prison too, and I accepted morality, and I understood what morality was, and I could function in society because of morality. I mean, if I would have just been given the gift of morality instead of the gift of some silly, crazy story, I would never have gone to prison. And that's what makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Please. Fine, teach your kids all the crazy stories you want to teach them, but explain to them morality. This is the crux of the problem, and it destroys lives. It destroyed mine, and I don't forgive the preachers and the Sunday school teachers and all these people who spent all their time telling me about, oh, you better do this, you can go to the voodoo place. I do not forgive them. Because it ruins lives. Take responsibility for the stuff you spew out of your mouth. Don't just repeat the things that you heard other people say. It's not acceptable. Think for yourself. Think critically. God gave you a brain. If God gave anything, he gave you a brain, and you're responsible for using it. That's where free will comes in. Free will can only be based on the truth. Free will can't be based on stories, lies, bullcrap, and nutty stories. Sorry. Yeah. I'm damaged, and I'm upset, and I'm bitter. Because these stories ruined my life, or at least the early part of it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision
Vision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Maybe we can get you on. I don't know. We're kind of loaded up with your calls. Looks like we might have, we certainly have two on the line. See if we got a third. Let's go to...
Oh, wait, Mark, didn't we have a message?
Yep. Quick, sorry. Thank you.
We're here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, and if you want to find out more about that, you should join, you should visit freestateproject.org. You should also join, too. There's almost 13,000 people who have signed up to be a part of this freedom movement and move to New Hampshire to get freer lives for themselves and try to get more liberty in their lifetimes. And if that sounds interesting to you, check out freestateproject.org.
Freestateproject.org. Stephen in Illinois, listening on XM. You're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to weigh in with I had a religious experience. I guess my most intense religious experience watching George Carlin's little skit on YouTube about God. And I've sort of cut the Christian religion down. For me, it's just I follow the Ten Commandments, and I even added an 11th commandment, which is the Golden Rule, and the 12th commandment is everybody you meet, greet them with a nice smile. And life's pretty smooth because of that.
Yeah, you know, those are some good rules, and I think that, you know, laying them out that way, I can't imagine how one could go wrong. There's the, you know, remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy. I'm not entirely sure that that's...
How about don't covet things, right?
Well, coveting is kind of an evil sort of greed, as opposed to... you have to understand what they mean by covet.
Respect your parents. I mean, what about that one? Honor your mother and father?
It's hard to go wrong. Honoring them is one thing. You don't have to believe everything they say.
I mean, not every parent is a really nice person, though. Some parents are abusive.
You can give them a certain level of respect. Stephen?
That's about all I had to say. But
thanks for the
call. I really enjoy, I would encourage everybody to watch George Carlin. He was a great philosopher.
Indeed. He really was a great philosopher of our time. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, George Carlin, what a genius.
Amen.
Hey, I want to comment on the guns, and then how much time we got? But
a few minutes.
We've been talking about religion the whole show, and you called to comment about guns?
Well, I got to make this comment. You know how they say that if everybody had a gun, they could stop all that? And you see the reports. The cops shot 9 innocent people. And
yeah.
Right here, the New York Times reported the accuracy rate for New York City officers firing in the line of duty is 34%.
Wow.
So that
that's not very accurate. And they're supposed to be the best, right? They're supposed to be the
hey,
most.
You can practice every day. It doesn't matter. You got your hormones raring. You know what I mean? And just anxiety, everything, all this stuff about, oh, I can pull my gun and shoot. Oh, yeah. Hey, you can. What's the little saying? It's easy to shoot the gun over here. All these people that speak up for the military. But if you're over there, fear rules. But anyway, hey, let's get on religion.
All right.
Of all the tyrannies that affect mankind, tyranny of religion is the worst. It is just and good, but a devil under the name of God that the Bible describes. Thomas Paine.
I think it's not just the heaven and hell thing. I think there are lots of other tyrannies involved with religion. But, yeah.
You know, I mean, and if
there's certainly heaven and hell is
if
one.
You look at the Old Testament God, Yahweh, you know, he's a war god and one of the pantheon of gods that was believed in by the polytheistic Jews of the time. And you would call him nothing but a devil. You know, there's the story about.
Mark, I don't believe all that is a bunch of garbage.
Just
these gods, these people that, hey, listen, we are just, we're like a grain of sand. We're going to be around a little bit, and it's over. I don't care what anybody says. Hey, can you show me evidence any other way than that?
There's not a lot of evidence when it comes to religion. Ed, thanks for the call. 855-4... What am I giving the telephone number for? We're here at the end of Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. Let's take Daniel, calling in from California. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to get on the religion discussion.
No, quick.
Okay, just a real quick one on damnation, as I understand it, like going to hell. I do not think of hell as a place that someone goes. I think of damnation as a condition of the soul that happens, and it does not happen because God damns you. It happens if an individual has allowed themselves to become so morally corrupted that they refuse God's love.
So what is a soul, Daniel?
What's that?
What's a soul?
That's a very good question. I like the C.S. Lewis quote. It's something along the lines of, I don't have a soul, I am a soul. I have a body. Does that make any sense?
Not really.
Well, I mean, not to atheists, it doesn't. I think that a soul is your mind. It's the things you think.
I think the question is there anything that's going on within your consciousness that cannot be attributed to the physical phenomena of the electrical currents in your brain?
Yeah, is there something that lives on when your physical body dies?
Yeah, is there something that, I mean, are you more than just physicality? And I think that, you know, raises a lot of questions about other sort of abstract things, things like love or hate or courage. Are those real things, or are those just words that we've made up? I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, no. I don't think that there's, you know, it's contradictory to biology to live on after you die. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Well, the question is there something more to human or other things in the world that are not immediately physically observable?
You know, what I think is always interesting in this subject is, and I don't know what to think. I don't have answers in this area. I tend to think that there's, you know, that there's some kind of life after death. But I don't know. Maybe it's just something I'd like to think about. But, you know, do the chimpanzees get it? Wait, but I'm asking questions here. Do the chimpanzees get life after death? Do the dolphins get life after death? Do the doggies? Because I'd hate to think that heaven doesn't have doggies. I've got dogs that I miss terribly.
If I go to heaven, I expect to see my dog there.
But there's many religions and many religious teachers out there that will say that your dogs don't have souls. Only humans have souls, right?
Okay. Well, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong.
Maybe they're wrong.
But
I would like to make a point about the biology and consciousness sort of thing.
Okay, quick.
Imagine there was a time when the most advanced fish in the ocean swimming around didn't have any sort of a real eyeball. It just had some sort of specialized tissue that could respond to the presence or lack of light.
Yep.
Fish couldn't see colors or shapes or anything like that.
That's my imagination.
A faint notion that there was something else out there.
Yep.
Perhaps humans have evolved to a point where they are spiritually sort of vaguely aware of these things, but we're not yet at the point where we can really get our heads around it.
It's an interesting idea, Daniel.
Maybe I'm not evolved, but I just...
There's actually science that says that skeptics and believers have different sorts of brains and different perceptions, that they don't look and see the continuity. Humans tend to be pattern-recognizing beasts, and that skeptics...
Okay, but I'm really good at math, and I'm really good at science, but I don't... And I recognize certain patterns, but I don't believe in religion.
Well, I'm not claiming you're dumb. I'm just claiming that you may be biologically different. There are tests out there that that say that these sort of things are true.
Maybe.
Ian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I would talk about school education and anarcho-syndicalism.
Okay, you've got 1 minute. Hit anarcho-syndicalism in 1 minute. Maybe you should define it for people.
Basically, it's a philosophy. property will be based on occupancy and use. So if I am in my house, I own my house because I'm in my house.
Yeah.
Not like, so I can't be an absentee property holder, for example. Like, a capitalist can't own the factory because he isn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how does that relate to education?
Just that it's crap and it's, like, public education is crap and it's training people to be obedient workers.
Ian, I really want to have this conversation, but the best way to have this conversation is for you to call back on any night at, you know, between 7 and 8 o'clock on, you know, we do it 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. We're one of the only, I think the only commercial radio program.
But the calls always flood in at the last hour.
They do come in, and there's no way we can give anarcho-syndicalism its fair due on Free Talk Live in the last 20 seconds. So I really appreciate you calling. Call back at 855-450-3733. Any night of the week, and we will be happy to talk to you about these ideas.
If he wants to talk to us specifically, you and I, he'd have to call on a Sunday
nights.
But we have great, phenomenal co-hosts. Ian, you, and a lot of the other crew are here.
That's right. The hosts of the show are Ian, Stephanie, and me, Mark. And then we have co-hosts that sit in during the week. So, 855, that's the number you'd call. But you can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You can upload stories and news posts there. It's completely interactive. Thanks for listening. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
At freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No seals or hearts in the makers of advertising.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.